The screech of a 3D printer fills the lobby of the Museum of Design Atlanta, MoDA for short, as Neil Miller finishes setting up for the class he's teaching tonight, 3D printing for adults. 7 laptops ring a white table on which sit a number of small, colorful plastic cubes and an intricate bracelet necklace thing.
The bracelet slash necklace thing is in fact one of mine, and it's exactly the wrong size. But, you know, it's a good prototype, and it's a really nice size for people to fidget with.
It's also a good example of what someone can do with 3D modeling and printing, and serves as a bit of inspiration for tonight's class. MoDA has been holding these classes since last February. In just a few hours, students learn the basics of 3D modeling and printing, and design something that MoDA prints for them using its 3D printers. The whole idea, Miller says, is to take away the mystery behind the technology.
I hope people take away that it's not magic and that it is something that anybody can do. If you've got a computer and you've got an hour and a half for us to teach you, we can teach you how to 3D model.
And if you can get your hands on a 3D printer, to turn that model into a 3D object. Essentially, the class can make you a maker. What's a maker, you ask?
Well, makers are people who like to make things.
That's Lou Lefton. He's a mathematics professor at Georgia Tech and the man behind Decatur Makers, a kind of maker co-op. Makers are carpenters, programmers, machinists, anyone interested in making things. Lefton says the maker movement is all about collaboration and sharing ideas, and that 3D modeling and printing have opened up the movement to more people. Used to be, if you had an idea for something, you had to make that thing yourself or find someone to do it for you.
Now you can actually prototype and even manufacture production items on 3D printing for a fraction of the cost in your dining room. So it opens up a great deal of creativity when people realize that they can make that.
Back in class, the students are working to open up their creativity and access their inner makers. They wear looks of extreme concentration as they study their screens, and Miller steps in to help as they have questions.
Yeah, like you said you didn't want it all the way through, so
yeah.
I'm just dropping it just a little bit.
Most of the designs are modest. It's a short class, after all, but who knows what the students could design if they had more time. That's a question that's recently been on the mind of MoDA's executive director, Laura Flushi.
Can a 3D printer be about more than making a plastic trinket? We also got very intrigued and realized the power of this tool to change the way we design.
MoDA currently features an exhibit called Designers, Makers, Users, 3D Printing the Future, that examines that question. It looks at the future of 3D printing and at how people have used it outside of the design studio or lab. Flushi, who curated the exhibit, says 3D printing has democratized design, just like it's opened up maker culture. And to her, that matters.
It's important to me because I think design is one of the most powerful problem-solving processes that we have in the 21st century.
When everyone's a designer, everyone's a problem solver. And the more minds working to solve the world's problems, the better. After about 2 hours, class is complete. Most of the students thank Miller for his instruction and head out into the night. But one student sticks around to ask how he can learn more about 3D printing. Who knows what problems he might solve? Sam Whitehead, GPB News.